Okay, I think we're recording. July 13th, 2015.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight's topic is, and will be for the whole week, I am in this world, I am not of this world. And with that said, we'll back up a moment and I will say hello to all the gods and goddesses in this room. And I hope that that is finally sinking into you, that you're a god or a goddess. I want to tell you a cute thing I read about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. At his funeral, I suppose, some man was just crying and crying and crying. And a reporter said to him, "Oh my, did you know Roosevelt?" And he said, "No, I did not know Roosevelt, but Roosevelt knew me." Now, isn't that a fabulous thing? When you think of that, that's what this thing we call God or the universe. You don't have to know that, but God knows you. The universe knows you. Remember in the Bible, it said God can count the hairs on your head. You see. So we have to realize that. You know, that's why I tell people, you don't have to worship God. You do not have to pray and do all that to God. God is way above all that stuff. But if you think that you're not being taken care of or close to God, or people say, "I don't know God," it doesn't matter if you know God. God knows you. The universe knows you. So give up that idea that you have to do something for God to know you. I think many people want to get God's attention by doing good deeds and this, that, and the other thing. I think it's a wonderful idea to do good deeds, but it is not going to impress God. God is already impressed with you. God already holds us, each and every one of us, in the highest of esteem. And the thing, this God or universe, whatever you want to call it, absolutely wants us to succeed. It wants us to succeed. So think about that. Think how better your life would be if you knew that anything you did, you could succeed in. You're saying we're not taught that. And we should be taught that we can succeed at anything we put our minds to. Because God is going to come into the mix somehow, you see, and see us through all that. That's why every morning I say, before I get out of bed, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And it's a wonderful way to start your day with that little affirmation, that you know that there's something going on. There's something going on all the time. So, anyway, let all that sink into you and start to accept that as true. Because we do live in this world. And this world wants you to pay attention. It's always after your attention. That's what the world does. It tells you, you have to do this, we have to do that, you have to be this, you have to do all the stuff. And we know it's one way to go through life, but it's not the correct way to go through life. We don't need all that stuff. That's why in the Bible it says, or Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone. You have to have other things going on in your life, spiritual things. You have to realize that you will never starve to death in this abundant universe. It's an impossibility. But people do it. Why? Because they do not believe it. They do not open themselves to that. And you must open yourself to that concept. What? That you're being taken care of. That you're absolutely being taken care of. That this thing called God knows you. and wants to help you in all things. And you can change that around in your mind any way you wish, you see. Because even myself, I was brought up a Lutheran, which they always said was a cousin to Catholicism. So we have many of the Catholic things I grew up with, all that. But that's not necessary. You don't have to grow up in all, with all that stuff. I gave most of it up because it made no sense to me whatsoever. But you have to remember that you're in this world. You do not have to be of this world. You do not, when the world wants your attention, you do not have to give it your attention. You go to a spiritual place. You go to a higher state of consciousness than the world is able to give you. The world only wants your attention because usually, why does it want your attention, people? Because it wants your money. That's exactly what it wants. It wants your money. All day long, you listen to the radio, the television, read the newspaper, do anything, but what's most of it about? How can I get you to buy this? How can I get your wallet open? How can I get money from you? And that's in the world stuff, you see? So you can be in the world, you don't have to be of it. You do not have to believe that that is the way to go through life. You don't have to believe any of that stuff. You can believe that there is something, and I have no idea, people, and I would never even try to explain to you what this thing that they call God is. I have no idea. I don't think anyone has any idea of what God is. I know what I think God is not. God is not a superhuman being in a place called heaven, watching every move you make and writing it down, so that when you get to the pearly gates, they can open that book and say, do you remember you did this, 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 and this? We can't get in. Go someplace else. Why would anyone want to believe something like that? But there are people of the world that believe that. And they keep that continuing. They just keep going with that. You see? And you have to give that idea up. You see? So come to a conclusion in your own self what you think this thing God is. Is it an intelligence? Yes. Is it wisdom? Yes. Is it a life force? Yes. Is it a vibration? Yes. Is it a human? No. Is it a superhuman? No. Is it writing everything down? No. Could you imagine that that's what God was doing all the time? What have no... What else would you be doing? You'd be writing all and looking at the 70 billion people that are on the earth. There's no way you could keep up with all that stuff, you see. No way you could do it. So, be in the world. Don't be of the world. The world is a wonderful place. But you have to see that it's always trying to gain your attention because it wants something from you. You see? God is never trying, or the universe is never trying to get your attention because it doesn't need anything from you. You may need something from the universe, but the universe doesn't need anything from you. You see? So you have to grow in consciousness to realize that. And what we're always trying to do is raise ourselves up in consciousness where we're thinking God thoughts after it. Where we're thinking God thoughts after it. And then we can raise our consciousness up. And that's how we mature spiritually, by trying to see how would God handle this. Any problem that I have, I look at it immediately and I say, how would God handle this? You see, the world only gives you a yes or a no. There's no third choice in the world. With God, there's always a third choice. There's always a third choice besides yes and no, black and white. You see, God sees it much differently, or the universe sees it much differently. And when you can raise up in consciousness, you can see, oh, I see, there's a different answer to this. There's a different way to do it. And then go do it in a different way. If you don't, then you're just a puppet of your conditioning, and you're right into the, what the world wants, instead of what do I want? What do I want for my life? What do I want from this life? You see, you can ask yourself those questions. Many people grow up and they what? They just keep repeating the same thing that their parents did. And they're very proud of that, to say, I'm just like my father, I'm just like my mother. Well, that's all well and good, I'm not putting mothers and fathers down. But you're a unique expression of God, for goodness sakes. You don't want to be like your mother or father. I don't care if they were wonderful people. You want to be your own wonderful person. The world does not want you to be your own wonderful person. It wants you to be what the world wants you to be, you know, dressed up, lipstick, all that kind of stuff. Nothing wrong with all those things. But you have to realize there's much more to you and to life itself than what the world is telling you. And that is why, Jesus said, you do not live by bread alone. We all want to be fed, but we want to be fed also spiritually. That substance, you see. And we can do that for ourselves. We can learn to think differently. We can learn to see the world for what it is. And when I say the world for what it is, the world's a wonderful place. You just have to be able to see through all the carnival that it's putting in front of you. All the carnival that it's putting in front of you. And that's all life is a big, one big carnival. And we love to get into that carnival. And most people at a carnival, what is the one thing they love so much about a carnival? They can go to a freak show. That's what people love, that kind of stuff. But that, you know, that's what, yeah, you know, you want to go, don't you?
Yeah. It's the first thing I go to. Yeah,
right. And that's all right. You're in the world. We can't escape this world, but we don't have to be this world. Do you see? You can be in the world, you don't have to be of the world. You're of something different, outside yourself, you see? And we have to realize that. We have to realize that we truly are, well, I guess I'll have to say it. We truly are star people, you know. We came from the stars. And we landed here. Now, how do we know that we came from the stars? Because we're a carbon unit. And stars are made of carbon. We don't have that much carbon on this planet to make people. We just don't have it. What is this world loaded with? The element that's most prevalent on
water,
this
planet. Water. Except in our
oxygen.
Yeah. Silica. Sand.
Sand?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. What
no,
you
the core is molten. Everything on the Earth was created in a star that supernova billions of years ago. Everything.
Yes.
Including us, the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
From carbon deposits. Anyway, we're not we're not, but we think we are, and we have to start thinking of ourselves as human. We have to know that we're living in this world, that there's nothing wrong with this world. If you know how to navigate it, how to see it for what it is, how to see the beauty in it and all. If you watch a television and do all that, that's a horrible thing. I know so many people, I think it's, I read 70 million people watch the Kardashians. I don't watch them. But people then get the idea, look at those people, I want to be just like them. Well, those people are so in the world, they're not, you know, oh, they're so of this world, and we don't want to be of this world. We want to be something different than that. So we have to do something. Years ago, there was a survey of young kids, young women, and they wanted to know who was your idol and who would you most like to be. You'll never guess what they came up with. Okay, I'll have to think for me. Vanna White.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Pick the lowest thing they could denominate.
They obviously didn't know her.
That you could come up with. Teenagers. Young teenagers. That's who they most admired. Because look what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Wyndham, yes. And they think that. They think that was absolutely wonderful. I have nothing against Vanna White. But we have to have a different and a better idea than what the world is presenting to us. The world presents Vanna White to us, and we say, oh yeah, I want to be like Vanna White. There's something a little wrong with that. Just slightly off somewhere.
She did have some fabulous shoes.
Well, maybe she did. I never watched that show either, so.
She had to lose 25 pounds to be on that show. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Mer Griffin owned that show, and he said, if you don't lose the weight, you can't be on the show.
So she lost it.
You better lose it, or you're not going to be on the show.
And she's been on it now 30 years or something.
So she lost the weight.
So she lost the weight.
For her.
Yeah.
She's a little over 107 years old.
I thought you were going to say 107 pounds.
But anyway, this whole thing is, here we are, spiritual beings, and we're placed in this world, which is wonderful, but all the stuff about the world is all man-made. Every system that we operate under is man-made. You see, God didn't send down the monetary system and say, here's how you get along. We invented all that stuff. And we invented all these things. They're all games. Everyone's playing a game. And the world loves all these games, and they want you to play with them. You don't have to play with them. You can learn the game if you wish. But you're not going to grow spiritually by participating in it. You have to participate somewhat. But you have to realize, oh, I can think differently. I can raise my consciousness higher than this world is telling me. The world is always telling you to do something. And it changes from one generation to the next, from one year to the next. You see? All these things are just fads that come into being and they go out of being. And everyone jumps on the bandwagon and has to participate in that. You don't have to participate in that. You don't have to participate in anything that the world is doing. You have to participate in your own consciousness. You have to be able to see peace. The world does not teach peace. The world teaches turmoil. Only raising your consciousness to a consciousness of peace will we eventually be able to bring peace onto this earth. But at the present moment, everyone believes that this is the way it is, that governments fight with each other, that this happens, that that happens, you see. And it doesn't have to be that way. You have to raise yourself up in consciousness, in your thinking, and see this thing as different, see this thing as better, you see. Easy, but you have to work on it all the time. You have to work because the world is very convincing. It's always after your attention, and it'll hammer you on the head till you pay attention to it. Do not allow that to happen to you. Know that this world is a wonderful place to live, but you are much more than the world tells you. You are always much more than this world tells you. The world is always in some kind of conflict. There, as soon as you're in conflict, you're no longer in peace, are you? So we pray, I think, well, maybe it was last week, was World Prayer Day. You see, I forget how many people get together on World Prayer Day. But you have to do it more than one day a year. You have to think peace all the time, you see. If you want something in your life, you have to think about it constantly. I said the other week, one of the little tenets of this teaching is what you think about, you bring about. And we keep forgetting that. What you think about, you bring about. And that means audible and silent. You see, we may not voice our stuff, but something's going on in there, isn't it? The silent thing. So you have to work on that. And you have to see what your mind is telling you all the time. I have a difficult time sometimes with that. I have to sit down and remind myself that I am the master. That I am the master of my thinking. I am the master of my mind. I am the master of this thing we call the brain. It doesn't run by itself. You can control that thinking. And that's what we're trying to do. How when we can control our thinking, we may be in this world, but we're not going to be of this world once we learn that we can think any thought we want to think, and we can change any thinking that we already have, and we can hold on to that thinking. And the longer you hold a thought, it will eventually gain enough weight to drop down onto this plane. It's the whole idea of holding something in your mind till it takes clothes and dwells among you. It has to take a form, and by thinking about it, you start to clothe it. And once it's clothed, it will dwell among you. It will dwell among you. Now, what's the side effect of that, or the other side of the coin? Most people are thinking negative thoughts all the time. You cannot do that. You have to stop any negativity that you have. Now, I say that like I can do that. Some days I can do it perfectly. Some days I'm right down the rabbit hole with everybody else. But I get back up and I keep going, and I forgive myself, and I tell myself that I am a wonderful human being, that I am this child of the universe. I tell myself every day also that I am the beloved in whom this universe is well pleased. You are the beloved, each and every one of you is the beloved of this thing we call God. It can be no other way. It can be no other way. So run those thoughts through your consciousness. Hold those thoughts and get rid of all the worldly things that are holding you here. And what do I mean by the worldly things? You believe in heredity. You believe in your family. You believe in genes. You believe in all the stuff the world tells you. You're just like your father. And I say, thank you, I am just like my father, but like my heavenly father, not like my earthly father. Not that there was that much wrong with my earthly father, but I realize that I am much more, and I do not allow that to close me in and corral me like so many people think, oh, well, I didn't grow up that way. It has no idea. You don't have to. Doesn't matter how you grew up. Now it's time to change. Doesn't matter. I don't care what your parents were. I don't care. You know, when I lived in the South, all they talked about was how much silver they had buried and couldn't find from the Civil War. Yeah, they did. Dinner parties. A dinner party. You should do that at dinner party. I thought, what good does that do?
Especially if you can't find it.
Yeah, if you can't find it, why even bring it up? I always say, and I think this came from the 60s, this is the first day of the rest of my life. The first day of the rest of my life, and now you don't have to, all that baggage from the past, you don't have to bring it with you. I'm starting over right now. Today, it's the first day of the rest of my life. This is what I'm going to be. This is what I'm going, how I'm going to do it. But the world will tell you what, you can't do that because you don't have the education, your parents this, you lived on the wrong side of the tracks, you know, you don't dress right. You know, none of that means anything. The world wants to hold you down. Do not allow it to hold you down. Raise your consciousness up higher and realize that you can have it all if you want. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We were taught, oh, you can't have everything. Why we were taught that? Because people thought there was only so much to go around, you know? There's only so many slices of the pie. And you just keep all these people in this. It keeps getting thinner and thinner in the pie. What people do not realize, everyone has their own pie. You don't have to share your pie with anybody. You have your own pie. So think of that. You don't have to take. I remind myself of that all. I don't want somebody else's pie. I want my own. No, it's true. People want somebody else's pie. You know. And you don't need that, do you? You have to be yourself. And you have to be in this world, but not of this world. Be able to see the world for what it does. Look at that on the news and so forth. Oh my God, it just comes up with one more thing after the other, you know? So it just scares you. That newest one that I saw on television, I thought, oh no, why did they do that? Something about a childhood illness, you could now get in when your teens and the mother thought her job was over, Now she has to baby her child and get...
Yes.
Get so... Wasn't that horrible? I don't even know what it was for. And I thought, why do you want to do that? You don't want to do that to people. Mm-hmm. But that's the world talking to you. You better get this shot. You better do that. You better... You know, this is... Do you think all the diseases that we have today, they had 100 years ago? Mm-hmm. But the mind in the world comes up with all this stuff.
I was going to say, where the mind goes, the body follows.
Yes. And they come up with this stuff to keep going, you know. They have to come up with more diseases in order to sell more pills, more drugs. And that's a system. Do you think that's a godly system? No. Some human made that system up, I can assure you.
They want more pie.
They want some, yeah, they want bigger pieces of the pie. You can't have a bigger piece of the pie. You have your own pie. You have to remember that. Just, I have my own pie. I don't need to. Something from somebody else. And we don't have to keep dividing. The world tells you, there's only so much to go around. It tells you how many rich people. You can only have so many rich people. Now why is that? Why can't everyone be rich? You see? And we can when we give up that idea. But you can't. You can have anything you want when you give up the idea that you cannot have. But if you think you cannot have it, you're in the world and you're being influenced by the world. And we want to get up and raise ourselves out of the world so that we see things differently. That we see things through the eyes of God. So we're able to actually think God thoughts after it. But we have to do that. We have to keep thinking until we're able to align ourselves with the vibration that's in the universe. You know, people say they are not able to manifest something. If you are not able to manifest something, it's because of the vibration that you're putting out. You must put the right vibration out so that the other vibration comes together and you have that manifestation. But so many people cannot do that because they're living in the world, you see, and they're of this world, and we don't want to be of the world. We want to be of a spiritual type thing where our minds think differently, where we can see that the pharmaceutical companies are doing this, that, and the other thing, that the stock market is doing this, that, and the other thing. It's all made up, especially the monetary system, you see. Remember when I was a child, you thought if you had $1 million, you really had something. Now, today, $1 million is practically nothing. The value changes. Who changes that value? The world changes that value. See? But you don't want to change your value. You see, the value that you are a child of the universe, that you are the beloved in whom this universe is well pleased, that you can have what you want. And there's nothing wrong with that. So give up the idea that you can't, and give up the idea that all your history means something to you. History was a wonderful thing. I was talking to my cousin this morning, and we were talking something about, he said something about Winston Churchill. And I said, Winston Churchill said about history, he said, all history is one damn thing after the other. That's all history. One damn thing after the other. And isn't that true? It just is. That's history. ourselves. We have to move past that type of thing, too. It's going to go. History's going to just keep going. But nothing we can do about that. But we do not have to believe that it influences us in any way. The world wants to influence you. And you must not be influenced by the world. You must be influenced by this thing we call the universe. We must see life as bigger and better than we could ever have thought of. That's what it's all about. It's there. It's already there. We just have to see it. You see? Remember the old hymn, I can see clearly now? Mm-hmm. We have to learn to see clearly now and see what things are really about. You see? And I think we also have to come to a realization that we're so interconnected. Not only people, but we're interconnected with this universe. We're interconnected with everything. Everything. And everything is intelligence. Everything is wisdom. And it's all, I'm going to use the word throbbing. We have to be able to see that. They're discovering more and more about animals and that animals can think. You know, when I was a child, everyone, of course I lived in farms and so forth, everyone referred to the animals, the cows, the pigs, dumb animals. You know, dumb animals. Now they realize that these animals do have thinking processes. They do communicate. The cow, when I bring that up, some man got a doctorate degree for writing a book on the emotions of cows. And they thought he just discovered. I knew that as a child. Every cow that on the farm had a different personality, a different character. They weren't just. So we liked animals. I always loved animals. I wish I could talk to them better. But I think we can talk to all these, and eventually, we're learning more and more, we'll be able to communicate with all these things. The same. And now I'll bring up the next thing. This is all interconnected. Somehow, the animals and humans and all this, we're connected. Trees and plants and all that, we're connected to all that stuff. Every morning when I go out with my little dog, I'm looking at the trees and saying thank you and touching them and giving them energy and so forth. Maybe it's in my imagination, I don't care. But you get a feeling that there is a wisdom and intelligence running through everything. A wisdom and an intelligence running through everything. The world does not teach that. You see, we must realize that. And people who have had animals and so forth know that there's something going on there. You know that there's an intelligence going on. But this whole intelligence they have discovered, you know, that trees go into sympathy with each other. If one tree in the forest gets sick, the rest of the trees send out vibrations to heal the other tree. This is true. They do scientific things. How they do it, I don't know. But it makes absolute sense, all those roots and stuff. So, the point is, we're connected to everything. We're not isolated. We're connected. And see, we were taught in my day and age what the humans were the superior thing. Now we're discovering that that isn't quite true. You know, there are other things. Animals can be superior. You know, they're thinking. It's just different types of thinking. We get carried away with ourselves because we have been taught that we're superior human beings simply because we're human. that we're superior. And that may be true, it may not be true. But we have to know that we're connected to everything. And that this vibration that's going on is going on throughout the entire universe. Going on throughout the entire universe. And you and I can tap into that. We can feel that vibration. You can actually feel the vibrations that's going on. You see? When you feel the vibration that's going on, you're no longer going to be influenced by the world. You're going to be influenced by something much bigger. So you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. You're of something much bigger. Much, much bigger than the world itself. I don't know how many people know Greg Braden. Greg Braden wrote many books. One book that he wrote was called The God Code. He was an astrophysicist, I believe. Now, he's been to every country, studied every religion by going there, looking up things, doing all this, monasteries and convents, all that. Now, he believes that we, you and I, are what's called intentional beings. It was the intention of the universe to make us. It wasn't a haphazard thing. We have an intention. Why do we have an intention different than the Neanderthals, which we don't have anymore? Because we have the capability to hold spirit. They could not hold spirit, it destroyed them. The vibration was too big, and it destroyed them. We have the capacity to hold spirit. And we have the capacity to be spirit itself. And that is what it's all about. Learn to be spirit itself. Be in this world, but don't be of the world. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, sometimes I'm afraid of, and I always think those are my